RNZ Pacific News, Haloketa Wantok, me Koroi Hawkins. Health authorities in Samoa are reporting 5 new cases of COVID-19 at the border. The Director General of Health, Dr. Take Naseri, has confirmed the latest 5 cases were passengers on the repatriation flight that arrived from Brisbane last week. This brings the total to 25 positive cases at the border in Samoa, 20 passengers from the flight and 5 nurses who have been caring for them. The Samoa government has extended the nationwide lockdown until 6 p.m. on Thursday, and Cabinet today cancelled all repatriation flights until further notice. A COVID outbreak on an Australian Royal Navy ship that was on its way to Tonga will delay crucial aid supplies to the Pacific Island nation, according to reports by Australian media. Sky News Australia and the ABC say that up to 24 people on board the HMAS Adelaide, which was bound for the kingdom, have tested positive for the coronavirus. Defence Minister Peter Dutton said that 23 cases were reported on the Adelaide since it departed on Friday afternoon, with more than 600 crew members on board. Dutton said Tongan authorities were working with the Australian government to ensure there is no further threat. Tonga is in need of desperate assistance following the volcanic eruption and tsunami last week, but it's among the few places in the world that is COVID-free, and its government wants to avoid the risk of the virus entering its shores. RNZ Pacific has contacted the Australian government for more details. Samoa's cabinet is suspending all repatriation flights as it grapples with an outbreak of COVID-19 in managed isolation. 5 local nurses who were attending to COVID-positive patients at the border are the latest to test positive, bringing the total number of cases to 20 in Samoa's managed isolation. The outbreak started last Wednesday after positive cases were confirmed among passengers on a repatriation flight from Brisbane. RNZ Pacific's RPR correspondent Aotangavaya Tipi Aotangavaya says Cabinet has suspended all repatriation flights until further notice.
According to the chairman of the National Emergency Operation Centre, Cabinet last week has made the decision to put on hold all these repatriation flights until such time they see safe for the locals here.
Aotangavaya Tipi Aotangavaya says cargo flights are still being allowed to operate into Samoa. Supermarkets, markets, banks, pharmacies and petrol stations were able to open for a few hours in Apia today so people could stock up. RNZ Pacific correspondent in Apia, Monica Miller, says the lockdown has now been extended until 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Some of the mandates are that you must wear a face mask and you must produce vaccination card and practice social distancing. Kids under 12 are not allowed to be in public.
Monica Miller says Samoa's government is warning the lockdown could be extended further if there is community transmission. A baby and a teenager are among 11 people to die from COVID-19 in Fiji. This brings the death toll to 779 since the pandemic hit the country in March of 2020. The government has confirmed 987 new cases over 3 days, with 240 of them in the 24 hours to 8 a.m. on Monday. There are more than 2,500 active cases in isolation in Fiji. Nearly 15 million rapid antigen tests are on their way to New Zealand as the government moves to expand their use in the coming weeks. It comes after sustained calls to expand the use of the less invasive nasal swab, widely available in other countries, to the general population. RNZ reporter Annika Smith has more.
There are 4.6 million rapid antigen tests currently on shore, with confirmation an additional 14.6 million will be delivered over the next 5 weeks. It will bring local supplies to nearly 20 million tests by the end of February. The government is signalling rapid antigen tests will soon be more commonplace, but not until phase 2 of the red traffic light setting kicks in. It's now doubled the number of types of rapid antigen tests approved for importation, supply and use.
The impact of the tropical depression in the Cook Islands has caused flooding and debris on many properties in Rarotonga. Damage is being assessed across the island today after violent weather first hit last Thursday up until late yesterday. There was damage to infrastructure, including roads, wharves and drainage, after trees fell, homes were flooded and roofs lifted. There's also been damage to fruit and vegetable crops and weather-related phone faults. An island-wide cleanup is planned for later this week. An Air New Zealand flight is scheduled to take supplies to Tonga tomorrow in the wake of the volcanic eruption and tsunami. Chief Pilot Captain David Morgan says 18 tonnes of cargo, including fresh water, medical supplies, garments, bedding and urgent machine and automotive parts will be on board. The flight is scheduled to take off from Auckland at 8 a.m. The same plane will then turn around and depart from Tonga at 20 past 12 tomorrow, bringing back passengers and cargo to Auckland. The Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee plans on packing 13 shipping containers by midnight so that they can be shipped to Tonga tomorrow, early Wednesday. Co-chair Jenny Saalesa says more volunteers are needed at the Mount Smart Stadium Donation Centre as hundreds of drums still have to be packed. She says people have been so generous and more shipping containers are still needed.
I am still asking for some more containers to be dropped off. All I can actually guarantee you at the moment is that we have 25 containers that have been offered to our committee free of charge.
The cable repair ship, the Reliance, carrying equipment and personnel to fix the Southern Cross cable in Tonga, is still en route to Samoa first for extra gear. The head of the Tonga Cable Limited, Sam Fonua, says the ship is heading to Samoa to pick up spare cables and equipment and is expected to arrive there on Sunday. The ship has been in Singapore and stopped in PNG to pick up extra crew to help with the repairs in Tonga and have them all vaccinated against COVID-19. He says hopefully by next week the Reliance should be in Tonga to start repairs on the cable. Washington, D.C. has placed more than 8,000 U.S.-based troops on a heightened state of alert amid tensions with Moscow over the Ukraine. If deployed, the troops would be sent to bolster NATO's presence in Eastern Europe. President Biden has been holding talks with key European allies for over a common strategy towards Russia. From Moscow, here's the BBC's Steve Rosenberg.
I think the problem for NATO now is it sees a threat, so naturally it wants to boost security for its allies and its partners, and that means deploying more warships and more fighter jets and potentially thousands of troops to Eastern Europe. But the danger of that is that it plays into the Kremlin's narrative that the West threatens Russia's national security, and that sparks more muscle flexing by Moscow and more instability.
In sport, French Polynesia's Kioni Terotua has won his opening mixed martial arts bout at the Amateur World Championship in the United Arab Emirates. Terotua beat Ganesh Raj Srinivasan of India, giving Tahiti its first victory at the event in Abu Dhabi. In the next round, he's up against the title holder, Fidel Gramiccia of Italy. The other two Tahitians in action lost. The New Zealand tennis player Michael Venus and German doubles partner Tim Boots are hoping not to become the support act in their men's doubles quarterfinal at the Australian Open tonight. They play Australian pair Nick Kyrgios and Thanasi Kokkinakis, who have become the entertainers of the tournament. Tagged the special Ks, the Aussies have already beaten the top seeds and Kyrgios believes they can win the event. He says tennis needs the personality they're showing on court.
We are bringing the game to new levels, not just on the doubles court. Let's just like, I mean, I saw the TV ratings up like 45%, mate. Let's just get this clear.
He's happy with
we
himself.
Are. No, but like, let's just be honest. Like, we need this for the sport.
Venus is also scheduled to play his mixed doubles quarterfinal tonight with fellow New Zealander Aaron Rutliff. And the Highlanders have cancelled their Super Rugby pre-season match against Moana Pacifica in Queenstown and moved another behind closed doors. Due to New Zealand's shift to the COVID-19 red light setting, the Queenstown match on the 14th of February has been called off, but the franchise hope the match can still be played at a different location. The Highlanders' pre-season game against the Crusaders a week before that will still go ahead, but behind closed doors. And that's sports and news from RNZ Pacific.